This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba resigned on Wednesday, the highest profile casualty so far of a major government reshuffle ordered by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
In the wake of Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba became one of Kiev's most prominent faces on the global stage, crisscrossing continents to secure crucial military and diplomatic aid for his embattled nation and making the case for NATO membership in Brussels. But on Wednesday, Kuleba resigned. The 43-year-old diplomat is the highest profile figure to step down in a major government reshuffle ordered by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Asked about the personnel changes at a news conference on Wednesday, Zelensky said he was grateful for the ministers who worked for Ukraine for many years. He added, quote, "We need new energy today, and these steps are related only to the strengthening of our state in different directions." More resignations and appointments are expected over the coming days. Five ministers stepped down on Tuesday.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. UNICEF says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is doing better than expected. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Children's Agency says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza has reached 189,000 children, surpassing its target and providing a rare bright spot, it says, in nearly 11 months of war. The agency has more than 500 teams deployed across central Gaza this week, administering the vaccine to children under 10. The campaign was launched after Gaza had reported its first polio case in 25 years, a 10-month-old boy now paralyzed in the leg. Health experts have warned of disease outbreaks in the territory, where the vast majority of people have been displaced, often multiple times, and where hunger is widespread. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared on Wednesday that Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee it can never be used by Hamas. This is VOA News. A public inquiry into the devastating 2017 London Grenfell Tower blaze that killed 72 people blamed the disaster on failings by the government, construction industry, and most of all, the firms involved in fitting the exterior with flammable cladding. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
A British government probe into the country's deadliest residential blaze since World War II concluded that the deaths from the Grenfell Tower fire were the result of incompetence and greed.
I want to start with an apology.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer apologised to the relatives of the victims and survivors, saying they had been failed for years and action was being taken.
This government will write to all companies found by the inquiry being part of these horrific failings as the first step to stopping them being awarded government contracts.
The report released on Wednesday comes more than 7 years after 72 people died when flames ripped through the 23-storey social housing block in one of London's richest areas.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. African leaders are gathering in Beijing for the 9th Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit. But will Africa's pivot to green technologies align with the needs of African leaders seeking assurances over investment in a more balanced trade relationship? David Doyle examines the issues.
China's relationship with African countries has long been associated with lending for infrastructure. But Africa's biggest two-way lender, investor, and trade partner wants to move away from funding such big-ticket projects. Instead, it wants the 50 African nations at the summit to take more of its goods, particularly around green technologies. However, African leaders are seeking a more reciprocal relationship. Delegates want to hear how China plans to meet an unfulfilled pledge from the last summit in 2021 to buy $300 billion worth of goods. African leaders will seek assurances on the progress of incomplete Chinese-funded infrastructure projects.
David Doyle from Reuters. The Democratic Republic of Congo expects to receive its first delivery of mpox vaccine doses on Thursday, the head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday.
We expect the first delivery of vaccines to arrive in DRC tomorrow, donated by the European Commission's Health Emergency Preparedness and Response Authority, or HERA. DRC's Ministry of Health plans to begin deploying the vaccines this weekend.
Congo is the epicenter of an mpox outbreak that the WHO declared to be a global public health emergency last month, but efforts to curb the spread of the disease have been hampered by a lack of vaccines. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.